When baptizing a child, I often used to ask myself, what will this child be? Occasionally, I've had this question answered when I've met them several years later. In fact, one of my former parishes did just that. They invited all the children I had baptized there to come along and to worship and to meet me over 10 years later. It was good to see that most were not at the extremes of being the genius their godparents might have wanted, or, heaven forbid, tragic fits. Most were quite normal and grown up, all of them special, if very different. And they had a calling like us, a calling to be holy, to be saints as they were plunged into the Christian life in baptism at the church. Yes, it was the Church of All Saints in Stevenage. But saintliness is not about having a high IQ or many possessions. It's about responding to God from that point of baptism onwards and recognizing him in our own unique situations. Yes, saintliness is about being special to God, but it is also about reflecting God's love. We try and witness to this by living it out in community. And St. Paul wrote to the special ones, the saints, the ordinary Christians in Rome, Corinth, Ephesus, in their different communities. He expected them, as saints, to be holy, to live up to their calling. And we are all called back to sainthood, wherever we may find ourselves. And today, as was last Sunday's baptism and confirmation, is our annual reminder. So, what is so special about holiness? Saintliness is infinitely faceted. It reflects God's nature in human nature, perfected and complete in Jesus. It is the light of God which is not overcome by the darkness and the selfishness of our humanity. It's not something static. God is never static. It's always dynamic, full of the Holy Spirit's power on the move. The saints never stand still, except in moments of prayer. They are moved by God. Cardinal Newman summed it up in his saying, to live is to change, to move, and to be perfect, complete, is to have changed often. And I think St. Irenaeus also sums this up rather well. The glory of God is a person fully alive. Jesus shows us what it is to be alive, to be completely human. And his teaching reflects this in the Sermon of the Mount, on the Mount, part of which I've just read. It is also through the saints, God's holy ones, that we see glimpses of the glory of God, the completeness, the perfection to which we have been called. We all have the potential for that dynamic holiness or reflection of God, but sadly, we so much prefer our own selfish reflections in the mirror of self-esteem or celebrity. Perhaps COP26 and the climate change may help us see the need for changes in our lives, in our own particular generation. And today we celebrate those whose names are largely forgotten to us, but are remembered by God. These are the people, men and women, who have realized their potential as full human beings, whose names have been lost in history. They have not stayed still, but have actively continued to reflect God through this life and beyond death. They are the people who have been and are bound up in the praise and love of God. They are also pictures pictured by Ezra in this morning's reading from the Apocrypha. And all these people, though, are not on their own in some remote heaven. A few stray individuals have made it. They are part of the corporate body of Christ, reflecting the glory of God. They are people who are alive with Christ. In fact, they are part of us, the church, militant, expectant, triumphant. Like us, they were baptized, plunged into death and resurrection experiences in Christ. Like us, they were called to realize their potential. They can give us encouragement as we see all their different personal gifts and lack of them, with all their different characteristics, and there must be some reflecting our own weak characteristics. Nevertheless, all reflect something of the holiness of Christ, whatever their or our historical context or personality type. The saints are important to us because they have been through life with all its problems and sufferings, including some very different historical contexts. And they give us hope, encouraging us to persevere, whatever the circumstances and contexts of our lives. The saints are important to us because they have reflected the love of God in their lives, often very ordinary, unspectacular lives of faithful Christians. And the saints are important to us because, like us, they are bound up in the love and prayer of God, and they can pray for us, and we can pray with them. There is a mutuality between us and the saints and our life in God. And through their encouragement, we can realize our human potential. Today, we rejoice with and pray with the saints. We thank God for calling us to saintliness, which is solely dependent on God's gift rather than our own self-seeking efforts. And we rejoice in this Eucharist that we are called, renewed, and refreshed as ordinary saints, gathered round the altar with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. And we can discover, along with those saints mentioned by Ezra, that they are truly blessed who realize their need of God and that the kingdom of heaven is theirs and ours. And we can accept the order that God gives to all our lives and persevere in allowing God to shape and order to reflect his holiness. As saints, we are called to embody that holiness in practical, everyday living in ways and means we often find surprising and occasionally difficult to accept. We aim, in some sense, to model their holiness, that saintliness, which is both our ideal and our constant calling. But today, let us actually rejoice with the saints, and encouraged by them, let us ask that our prayers may be joined with theirs, as united we work out our pilgrim way, and following our communion called the way of holiness, the way of the baptized, the way of the cross, the way of death and resurrection. We are to join them as followers of the way. To God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, with all the saints in light, be glory, honor, and power, now and forever. Amen.